This is Rhode Island Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Chuck Hinman. Festival Ballet in Providence concludes its Up Close on Hope series this weekend, and it features on the program a unique collaboration between my two guests this morning, choreographer Ty Parmenter and storyteller Valerie Tutson. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So what's the name of the performance that you've created? Does it have one?
How We Got the Stars.
That is the name of the story that you tell and that people dance to. Is that what makes this unique, the fact that it's a spoken word, the dance?
I definitely would say that's a unique aspect of this performance. I think audience members aren't used to listening to words or dialogue being spoken in a performance. And now I think with what the text brings to the performance is actually a much more active role for the audience member, in that they can't ignore the words, you know, they're there. So they'll be drawing the connections, I think, between both the text and the dance.
So how did this idea develop?
Well, I was at an art opening at the Vets where I saw Misha, the director of Festival Ballet, and he was speaking and he was giving out awards because all the art on the wall was done by artists who had been to Festival Ballet. And so their charge was to go away and to create something that was inspired by what they had seen on the stage and in the movement and in the rehearsals. And so when I was talking with Misha after, I said, man, it would be so fun, you know, to do something with storytelling and dance at some time. And he said, I've got an idea. What are you doing in November? And he said, I've got a choreographer I think would be interested in this.
So can you give a bit of history about the story itself, How We Got the Stars?
The story is an old folktale, a creation story from the Zulu people.
So you've decided that this is what you're going to do. Ty Parmenter, how do you go about creating a dance to a story?
It's a great question. I didn't want to create a kind of a direct narrative with my choreography because, you know, like for instance, in the story, there's a magic turtle. So I didn't want to specifically tell a dancer, okay, you are the magic turtle. And so it's kind of up to the audience member to make those choices for themselves. And I think it can be different for everybody, which I think could be very interesting. I kind of touched on several themes. And from there, I started developing material for the dancers. And actually, for the first, I would say, couple weeks of choreographing on the dancers, I didn't even play the story for them. We just kind of worked with random music that I had on my phone and on my iPod. And then I started slowly introducing the story. And then from there, you know, highlighting certain aspects of the story with the dancing. And I think it's actually remarkable how closely, even though I wasn't exactly choreographing to the story, how closely the choreography kind of mimics the trajectory of the story.
Was it difficult for them without music?
They didn't really say so, but I definitely think it took them some getting used to.
Now, I understand for the performance, there are going to be two different versions. There's one where, Valerie, you're recorded and they're dancing to it. And then you're also doing one where you're doing the story live.
Yes.
I imagine that the two of those are different.
Well.
Yes.
They will be.
They will be.
So the dancers will have to be a little more attuned to what you're doing when you're live, as opposed to how many times they've practiced with the recording.
Right.
Do you think you will have the same experience watching them, and that might have an effect on how you're telling the story?
Absolutely. Which is, again, one of the things that definitely excites me about it. You know, I have had the opportunity to work with drummers before, and it's that same sort of thing. And the whole notion that Ty was saying in terms of it forcing even the audience to become more engaged, right? With storytelling, we know that it is not a passive experience. Even if you're not specifically moving, you have to be engaged. You have to do work. And that when everybody's doing that work together, it's really the magical thing that happens. So it would be really kind of cool to see both and see what it's like, I think.
All right. Well, Ty Parmenter, choreographer, Valerie Tutson, storyteller, thank you so much for telling us about this. It's called The How We Got the Stars, Festival Ballet, Up Close on Hope.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you so much.